What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here from the spare bedroom. I'm inside. I'm hanging out. Let me see. I don't think anybody has anything personal on the computers. Do a quick little pan there. You can see what's going on. Cool Greg's over there. Joey and Tim are having a meeting. Jabroni Boys are podcasting. And then I'm on the wall with so many of your names on it. One of the questions I saw on Patreon for Greg Way was, hey, could you a slow pan of the wall so we could all try to find our names? No. We are busy. We are so busy right now. We will eventually figure out a way maybe to showcase the wall in a way that you could find your name. But if you're watching right now and you're Davs Howard or Hexted Phenomenon or the Captain Hank or Gus N or Angus Gertroninier Brown, Randy Heisen Jr., Lewis I. Ryan, you're having a great time. Because you saw your fucking name on the wall, and that's great. Instead, though, for this episode, Greg, I'm going to pull from the questions again, not because I'm lazy, and it's just, you know, what would I want to vlog about? I mean, come on, I'm vlogging about the spirit bedroom and everything else, but I like a good question every so often, and this one comes from a young man, maybe an old man, named Eric Myers, who says, congratulations on everything, Greg. Y'all have been a part of my life for so long, and seeing this studio is incredible. Can't wait for all the content and good times to come from it. Fair warning, my question is a bit of a heavy topic, so trigger warning right now for cancer. My wife's grandfather is going to be going through chemotherapy and radiation. While obviously there's no catch-all solution, is there any advice on food or drinks he could have, and what we should prepare for, and can do to be as helpful and understanding while he goes through the process? He is essentially my wife's father, and this is the first time someone close to us has gone through something on this level at this point in our lives. I appreciate anything you can say that would even be a little bit helpful. Smiley emoji back to you, Eric. And I'm sorry you and your family have to go through this, your wife especially, and obviously her grandfather / father figure. So first and foremost, you should go on youtube.com /kindoffunny and find the video Greg Miller's cancer 5 years later. Greg Miller 5 years later cancer. Just put that into search and you'll find it. And that's my PAX panel from 2017 that I did. That was a one-man show where I go through my entire cancer journey. And so that would have way more information, I think, in it in terms of the nitty-gritty, what could help you, yada, 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 right? So I like your angle here, though, of foods or drinks you could have. It is going to be different for everybody. I think a lot of people are going to have different takes and different experiences. Mine, though, since this is a very dialed-in question outside of the normal stuff about my cancer in 2012, you know, I would do a few different things. I think, in retrospect, looking back, right, number one, I wouldn't pair comfort meals or favorite foods with the chemotherapy or radiation. What I mean by that is that, you know, for me, for a while there, the rigmarole, the routine, still very tired from the stream. Fell asleep playing a game last night. Jen had to wake me up. The routine was I would go get chemo, and then I would come home. I would knock out maybe for a little bit on the couch if I felt like it, and then I would make chicken wings. I would do the Greg Miller chicken wing recipe, right? I did that, you know, I had chemo every other Friday for, what was it, 5 months, right? 6 months. I was supposed to do 9 months, and I got out in 6 months. I did that. That's not right. I started chemo August, September, October, November, December. So I did in 4 months and I was supposed to have 6 months of chemo. Anyways, did that for a while, and then I found myself, it became like, they became attached to my head. So I wasn't craving chicken wings anymore, right? Like my favorite food, I wasn't looking forward to chicken wings anymore because I'd be fucked up from chemo or whatever. And obviously, you know, there was varying degrees of how much I could do or cook afterwards with them. The other thing that was for me, that was a weird one for me that still gets me to this day, when they would give me the IV, when they would, not even the chemotherapy, when they would get my bag going and give me the saline to get me hydrated and get before they give you the drugs, right? When that saline would hit my mouth, it would give me the taste that is the smell of alcohol wipes. Like when you open an alcohol wipe to wipe down something, you're a little bit of a wet nap, but more like really straight up alcohol wipes. That would be the taste in my mouth, and that, I don't know, a month in, started making me gag. Like I would get sick from having that in my mouth, that taste for the saline. So I started carrying Jolly Ranchers with me, and I would pop Jolly Ranchers while the saline was running, so I didn't taste the saline as much. It only did what it could. And so, like, what's interesting about that is that to this day, especially in a post-COVID world, in a very much we're in COVID world, you know, when I remember the first time I got back on a plane, and United gives out those little like, you know, the alcohol wipes to wipe down your seat or your tray or whatever you want to use them on. Jen and I sat down,
And I started having, not a panic attack, but like, you know, like fight or flight. One, just like, what is going on? I'm like, this is exactly the smell in my you know, how it smells in your taste too. The smell and taste in my mouth is the chemotherapy saline bag taste. And I am flipping the fuck out. And like, I had to break out like a Clif Bar or whatever. So like, it's not so much about what you could go for him or foods to have on hand and stuff like that. I think it's, you know, he's going to pivot real quick here to survival mode. And, you know, the panel goes into more of like my mindset and what that was like and going through all that jazz. But, you know, the long and short of it, like I said, is like, you're going to have to, and your wife's going to have to, you know, be ready for him not to be himself. He will be as much himself as he possibly can, but at least for me, way shorter temper, way quicker to anger, way easy to get tired. I wasn't who I wanted to be, right? And I was lucky enough to have a support group around me that understood that and, you know, didn't bust my balls about it or whatever. And I think that's the biggest thing. You have to understand that when he snaps at you or when he acts out of the personality, you know, you have to be like, you have to just take that. You have to, it's the water off duck's back, right? You can't take that and be like, oh my God, they really hate me. A similar thing, I think, you know, was like, and not to the degree any anger, but more of like, you're acting not like you normally do, was like Jen getting pregnant, right? That was when I got to live the other way, where, you know, the hormones in the can then come with emotional ups and downs, right? Where it was like, okay, Jen's pissed today and I haven't done anything, so I know it's not about me, so I just have to not, I'm not going to react to her being, I'm not going to get angry that she's angry. You know how you, when you get in a fight with somebody and they say, oh, I'm going to fucking, you know, you kind of escalate. Like, I'm not going to escalate this. This isn't about me. This is about what she's going through right now as her body changes. And it was the same thing for me with cancer, where like, you know, me flying off the handle or bursting in tears or being really angry and not wanting to talk to anybody. It wasn't me being mad at Christine, right? It was just what I was going through at the time and what my body was and what I needed. And she got that. And of course, IGN got that and Colin got that. And, you know, Clements and Goldfarb and everybody else who was around, like in your world, got that. And that's what you need to be. And so, yeah, that's it. But like I said, the panel has way more stuff and way more information and way more nitty gritty. And it's intense and unflinching. So I would say if watch that when you want to do that kind of stuff, because it's an hour that is just like, grip it and rip it. it's not an uplifting journey all the time. In the end it is, but in all the time not for it. But Greg Miller's 5-year cancer panel on YouTube, you can find that there. And that'd be it. That's another Greg Way in the Bank. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us and chilling out with us. More content to do, getting ready to do She-Hulk in review. Tomorrow's PS I Love You for God of War Ragnarok preview. Can you believe that? And of course there's other stuff coming that I can't talk about. Other reviews coming soon. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Hell yeah!
All right, everybody. Until next time, that's been me. Let's pick another name to talk about. Homer 2K. I know Homer 2K.
Oh, we have his Vita somewhere.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why are we, we giving that back ever?
No, Hunter was supposed to hit it with a baseball bat. No, wait. That was his... Was it a Nintendo Switch?
That sounds more right. That sounds right. We're a pro Vita.
We have his Vita that we were supposed to give to someone. Maybe we did. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, so it was Vita relocation. Okay, good. Okay. All right, until next time, that's been a Greg Way.
I'm tearing up all day.
Maybe you're seeing me and I'm so beautiful.